Representatives from the Illinois Arts Council are making stops around the state as the organization celebrates its 60th anniversary. Their itinerary included a visit to Macomb. Rich Egger was there and talked to them about what's new with the state agency.
The Arts Council feels it needs to counter a misperception about its work.
We decided to put more regional focus to our work to try and dispel maybe some of the beliefs that we mostly work in Chicago.
This is Jerome Grand. He's the Arts Council's program director for the western part of the state, which generally includes west central counties between the Illinois and Mississippi rivers.
Coming here to Macomb and seeing the vitality that is in this community and how the arts are part of that vitality is inspiring.
The idea of dividing the state into regions and having a program director for each one of those regions is something new for the state agency. Grand believes the new organizational structure will allow the Arts Council to know communities better and help it better serve people throughout Illinois. Before reorganizing to the regional approach, the Arts Council was structured by discipline. Executive Director Joshua Davis Ruperto says no matter how it's been organized, the IAC has been there for the arts.
We've had 60 years of funding the arts here in Illinois, and we've given out over $500 million to artists and arts organizations that support communities here in Illinois.
Davis Ruperto also says the IAC does more than fund the arts in Chicago. Yes, he says, they do support Chicago-based arts organizations such as the Joffrey Ballet. But he says they also support grandmothers putting on festivals in the basements of churches.
This is for you. You may think that this is for someone in Chicago. You may think that this is for the professional ballet dancer. This is for you. This is your taxpayer dollars. If you have something that you are looking to make happen in your own community, we want to be here to help support that. Never, ever be afraid to reach out to us and have a conversation about what you would love to see in your own community.
Davis Ruperto says in addition to the structural overhaul, the Arts Council has simplified its grant application. He says that's helped increase their grant application pool, with 95% of those applications coming from outside of Chicago. He says the arts provide an economic impact, and he hopes the federal government will continue to support the arts.
We have a long history of supporting the arts through the federal government, and we really hope that that continues for the future.
Davis Ruperto says he feels lucky to live in a state that supports the arts and says that support comes from Republicans and Democrats alike. Christy Steelman is an IAC board member from Bushnell. She agrees that the state supports the arts and hopes Illinois residents will continue to show support.
The arts aren't a luxury. They are in the design of the chairs we sit on, the design of our homes, what we hang on our walls, the music we listen to. There's not one area of our life that is not touched by the arts.
Steelman says you don't need to speak the same language or come from the same background as an artist to be inspired by their work. Steelman says the Arts Council has made some big changes, but she says they're not done.
You tweak as you go, but it's only to make it better and more effective for artists, educators, organizations, even government entities who are doing arts programming.
And she believes it's only going to get even better. Rich Egger reporting.